You know, this trip was very, very special for me. It will be something that I'll always remember and that I'll always have just great memories of my time there. But now that I've kind of had, you know, some time to look back and think about, you know, my time there, I can really just see just the impact that this trip has had on all of us, not just our team here at Touchstone, but, you know, Samaritan's Purse and all the people that were affected by this tornado in Tuscaloosa. One way that I've seen God's work, besides the trip itself, was everything that kind of led up to me actually going on the trip. And so for me, not only was this my very first missions trip, guys, but this was the first time I was ever out of the state of California, besides Nevada, of course. I've never been away from home for more than a week, and the furthest I've ever been was San Diego. So committing to something like this is something completely out of the ordinary for me. As an adult, never had the chance to actually travel, either never having the time or never having the money. You guys heard that before, maybe. You know, even I'm looking at my sister and my nieces here. They lived in Ohio for 4 years, and I was the only one in my whole family that didn't get to go. So, which is sad. But, so for me, you know, committing to something like this, going all the way to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is something completely different for me. But the second I heard about this trip, I knew that it was specifically for me. In fact, right after Jeff was up here and announced the trip, like within 15 minutes, I was on the phone. I was like, Dave, dude, I'm going, sign me up. And he didn't actually know the number, which was awkward. But I just came home so excited, told my mom, told my family, I'm gonna go. And, and since this was, you know, really a big adventure for me, the first thing leaving home, after, a week or two kind of went, everything just kind of set in, I kept saying to myself, like, am I really going? Is this for real? Not really believing that it's actually going to happen. Sort of waiting for something to kind of fall through. Oh, we can't go, this, that, something. But something happened during that time of preparation that really just made me stand back and say, wow. For some reason, everything went according to plan and actually went smooth. I was able to raise all the funds that I needed. I was able to take the time away from work. And I had the skill and knowledge to actually do the job that was needed to work with Samaritan's Purse. And the cool thing is that everything that would normally go wrong actually just didn't. It was as if God had like a plan or something. Like, he actually knows what he's doing. And so for me, I just felt completely honored and privileged to be a part of this team. Honestly, looking back, this is like one of the clearest callings in my life that I can actually say. God was actually saying, Michael, you're going to go to Tuscaloosa and you're going to work your butt off every day. And you're going to help people that are in need. And you're actually going to have a blast doing it. So it was just an amazing trip. There's so many things that I could sit up here and talk about all day long. But I wasn't. I just couldn't believe how nice people are that I talk touched on now. I still dream about the food there. It was so amazing. One serious thing is that, to actually be in a natural disaster is something that's a whole different story rather than just seeing it on TV. To actually see someone's house completely torn apart and deconstructed in a matter of seconds. You have to stop and think, like, what if that was my house? What if that was my family's house? Everyone there definitely has their own story about where they were on April 27th, 2011 at 5 p.m. I heard so many stories about people climbing into their cellar or climbing into their bathtubs and huddling together or even driving for their lives as the tornado was coming up behind them on their way home from work. But because of this, that this happened, God was actually able to change my life. for something that didn't actually affect me when it directly happened. Something that was so far away from home for me, away from my world. But it's funny, we sang this morning, "You make all things work together for my good." And I've been thinking about that. And that is from Romans 8:28. And it says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his good purpose." And it's just amazing how it actually works in our lives. It's so detailed and so meticulous, and we're just sometimes oblivious to it. For me, this is just a complete honor and privilege just to work, just to use my hands and whatever skills I actually have, I have mediocre carpentry skills and, you know, energy, I guess. But just being willing and being patient, just open to, to what can actually happen if we put ourselves in that position. Just from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for all the support that you gave us, the prayers, financial, everything that you guys